Well, several miles since the last I've been here at church. And we've been on the road a lot. Glad to be back in Soperton. Debbie told his mother, my son, told his mother, said, I can't see you all living in Soperton. Ain't nothing going on in that town. That's because he lives in a college town. But when you're in the will of God, it don't bother you. You like it. We're just glad for the Lord today. Good to see our friends. Good to have everybody. Good to have you back. Just glad for everyone. For Josh being able to be with us. Me and Brother Josh talked. Somehow or another, it's easy to do. I'm bad about getting mixed up on the calendar. And somehow or another, his days didn't fall like they thought they would fall. So we're going to have a meeting here Saturday at 2 o'clock. But we're transferring that up to the 22nd because he's got to work that day. He said he'd try to be here, but he wouldn't get much sleep. It's pushing because he has to go on the night shift. So, Lord's willing, January the 22nd on a Saturday is when we're going to have our meeting because I want him to be here too. Now, when we come to church Wednesday, we was out of water. Wasn't out of water, just wasn't getting to where it needs to be. Kept blowing a breaker, you know, tripping a breaker. And so, me and Brother Douglas talked and tried several things. Brother Gary here was with me. And all pointed to the pump. So we got Mobley, I guess it's called, Mobley out of Vidalia. And they pulled it up 230-some foot and pipe down in that ground. It's that deep at 65 foot of water, which is good. And the motor was shorted out the winding. So about 3 hours later, we was out $1,712. But isn't it good to be able to pay for it? Didn't have to go to the bank. So you got water. The only thing is when you look in your commode, it's going to look like somebody didn't flush it till it cleans out. And if you get a drink of water, just remember there could be something come through there too. I turn the faucets off a little bit, let it run to help it some. So we'll be back to normal in a little bit. Anybody love the Lord today? That don't sound too good, does it? Tell them in Spanish, that's in Spanish, people.
¿Cuántos aman al Señor?
You what? I can't hear you.
No los puedo oír, dice.
And what, anybody else? Amen. What's the word that they claim they just about say in one language all across the world? Ain't that great? We're glad to be here. Glad to be alive. Glad to know God having mercy on me. Aren't you glad God's left you something that if you and I had to buy this Word of God, literally what it was worth, you couldn't afford it. This is a treasure that, I mean, you need to really take good care of it. I don't believe you need to abuse your Bible, leave it in the sun and get all messed up. I don't even like stick books on top of my Bible. You know, I like to keep my Bible free. I think if you treasure something good enough and it's got sentimental value and it belonged to your mama, your daddy, or somebody kin to you that's dead, you'd want to take care of it, wouldn't you? Well, I think you need to take care of this good Word of God. I believe it's important. And you know the good part about it is that today, you were here last week and a week before last year, and here today you're still saved. Aren't you glad for the keeping power that God's given you? All righty, my friend's up here to help me. I wrote several things down. This kind of come to me slow, then it come real quick. There was a man by the name of Jonathan Edwards.
Había un hombre que se llamaba Jonathan Edwards.
He preached one time from Hebrews.
Predicó una vez en el libro de Hebreos.
Chapter 9, verse 27.
Capítulo 9 y versículo 27.
The name of his thought was this.
Y su título o su tema era.
And I wrote it down, everyone wouldn't forget it. Sinners in the hands of an angry God.
Pecador, el tema se llamaba pecadores en la ira de Dios.
And you can still get his message on tape today.
Y aún puedes obtener los temas hoy comprándolos en cassette o disco.
Preachers all across the United States quote that man. He's one of the most powerful men when it comes to winning people to God.
Predicó casi en todo el país y ayudó a bastante gente al Señor, llevó al Señor.
All right, let's go into that right there. Luke chapter number 16.
Vamos a leer el libro de San Lucas, versículo o capítulo 16.
Verses 22 and 23.
Versículos 22 al 23.
This has been staying with me for a while this week.
Esto se me ha quedado dentro de mí, como que se me ha metido en mí.
I don't preach who's in my congregation.
Yo no predico nada más porque alguna gente que está aquí.
I got enough confidence in God when I pray at home.
Pero yo lo que hago que tengo confianza en Dios que me ayuda. Que me da el tema para predicarles a ustedes.
That when I preach, it's the will of God.
Que cuando predico, pienso que sí es la voluntad de Dios.
Everybody, I don't care what your calling is.
Todos, no me importa de qué color eres.
If it's music instruments.
También si es instrumentos de música.
Is it singing?
O el cantar.
I lost that on that one. I know singing. If it's preaching,
y si es predicación,
if it's teaching,
si es enseñanza,
you need to come on this platform with confidence that God's called you to do it.
Necesitas, cuando tengas obras así aquí en la plataforma, ten confianza en Dios que Él te va a ayudar para hacer su obra.
I said all that. If I get anointed or not get anointed in my preaching,
si no me unge o me unge. En mi predicación,
God knows I'm coming up here by faith.
El Señor sabe que yo vengo aquí por fe.
And I try to believe He's going to help me.
Y al predicar yo pienso que sí, o quiero creer que Él sí me va a ayudar a predicar.
But either way, I come by faith up here to try to preach this gospel.
Pero como quiera vengo aquí a predicar el Evangelio.
I could get a hold of Him in a way.
Lo puedo agarrar a él aquí.
Without him looking and probably twist his arm.
Le puedo torcer el brazo.
And he may not get loose.
Y quizá no se va a soltar.
If I, get his arm twisted good enough.
Si le torzo el brazo muy bien.
The old saying is, I might even say uncle. That's what they say. But you're not going to twist God's arm.
Pero a Dios no lo vas a forzar,
you plead for His mercy to
sino
him.
Que le oras y le pides por su misericordia.
Sister Hannah, that fits you just right.
Yes, hermana,
that looks natural right there
usted
for you and
bebé.
Him. All right, let's read.
Vamos a leer.
And it came to pass that the beggar died.
Aconteció que murió el mendigo
and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
Y fue llevado por los ángeles al seno de Abraham.
A rich man also died and was buried.
Y murió también el rico y fue sepultado.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes.
Y en el Hades alzó sus ojos.
Notice that it's plural, being in torment.
Fíjense lo que dice aquí, estuvo en tormento.
And seeing Abraham afar off,
y vio de lejos a Abraham,
and Lazarus in his bosom,
y a Lázaro en su seno.
This came to me in this 23rd verse.
Esto vino a mí hablando aquí en el versículo 22 o 23.
And this is what I want to preach from.
Y este es el tema que quiero predicar.
And in hell, he lifted up his eyes.
Y en el Hades. O en el infierno alzó sus ojos.
I can't tell you over the years the places I've preached.
No te puedo decir mucho de los lugares que yo he predicado.
I remember one time a man and a woman come to where I was preaching a camp meeting.
Recuerdo que en una campaña vino un hombre y una mujer.
That was 11 nights preaching there.
Y estábamos predicando por prediqué por 11 veces en esa campaña.
I was wanting to reach both of them that night.
Y yo los quería ayudar a que vinieran al altar.
Scotty, he walked out underneath the tabernacle.
Pero ese hombre caminó alrededor del tabernáculo.
And his wife Esther stayed and got saved.
Pero su esposa se quedó en la iglesia y se entregó a Jesucristo.
So if people walk out the door when the preacher's preaching.
Entonces cuando la gente se sale de la iglesia, cuando se está predicando la palabra.
I was hearing a man just recently talk.
Hace poco estuve oyendo un hombre hablando.
He said, there is no such thing as hell.
Y dice ese hombre, no hay infierno.
When they was sparring against one another, Mr. Obama and Mr. McCain, John McCain, gentleman who's running for president.
Cuando el presidente, el que ahora es Obama, y el otro presidente también, que estaban tratando de ser presidentes.
Mr. Obama was coming out in that debate against Mr. McCain.
Y Obama estaba en ese debate, o sea, contra el otro McCain.
Because John McCain said he believed in hell.
Porque McCain sí cree en el infierno.
Obama said he did not.
Y Obama dijo, yo no creo en el infierno.
If we believe or don't believe, it don't change the fact. There's a hell.
Miren, si creemos o no creemos, eso no va a cambiar la cosa, sino que el hecho es que sí hay infierno.
Sometimes our nation likes to be neutral when there's something going on with another nation.
A veces unas naciones tratan de quedarse neutral.
But there's no such thing as neutral in this life.
Pero en esta vida no hay que quedarnos neutralmente, como quien dice.
There's people that think just because they do not believe, it makes it right.
Hay no nomás porque una gente no cree en la palabra, no cree que no va a estar bien eso, pues.
I met a little child one time.
Conocí una persona.
She thought as long as she closed her eyes, you couldn't see her.
Decía ella, o una niña, pues, mientras yo cierre los ojos, no la vas a poder mirar.
But she didn't realize I saw her when her eyes was closed.
Pero no se daba cuenta que yo sí la vi cuando ella cerró sus ojos.
But just because you don't believe something don't mean that it's not there.
Entonces no nomás porque no crees, no creas que no está ahí.
I met a man one time. I didn't mean that. I read about him.
Leí sobre un hombre.
I either read or heard him on a tape. He was in prison.
Lo leí o lo oí, no sé, pero estaba en la prisión.
He got out of prison, got saved, and became a minister.
Salió de la prisión y se entregó a Cristo y fue ministro.
But while he was in prison, they couldn't do nothing with him.
Pero cuando él estaba en la prisión, era muy difícil él y no podían hacer nada con él.
He was dangerous and a troublemaker.
Era un hombre muy peligroso.
So they got tired of him.
Entonces, se enfadaron de él.
But Josh, I don't know if they still do it in this hour the way they did at that particular prison.
Hermano, no sé si eso hacen ahorita o nomás lo hacían antes.
So they put him in what they call the hole.
Pero hay un lugar en la prisión que le llaman el agujero.
Some are close to 3 foot tall.
Es de 3 pies de alto.
And 4 foot square.
Y 4 pies cuadrados.
In the center of that hole, they call it that square.
Y en el centro de ese agujero.
Was water where he done his waste of his body. In the center of that little hole.
Ahí había agua y también los desperdicios de él.
It was completely closed up, couldn't see out, and it was dark all the time.
Y ese lugar está oscuro, no se ve.
It'll make you or break you.
Y ahí te va a humillar o te vas a portar bien o mal.
This man was in there for a number of days.
Él estuvo ahí por un número de días.
Thought he was tough when he got out.
Y él pensó que era muy macho.
But the second time he went back in the hole.
Pero la segunda vez que fue ahí ese lugar.
He learned his lesson.
Aprendió la lección.
I don't understand why in this world.
No sé por qué en este mundo.
It's hard for people to learn the lessons they need.
Es tan difícil de aprender la lección. Unos no entienden.
There are a lot of people out there that's in alcohol.
Hay mucha gente que está en el bebiendo alcohol.
Drugs.
En las drogas también.
Even prostitution.
La prostitución.
One time we're saved in the house of God.
Y después unos son salvos en la casa de Dios.
They're trying to teach in this hour there's no such thing as backsliding who's now with God.
Hay una nueva doctrina que les enseñan que no hay pecado, en otras palabras.
But I've seen it just the same.
Pero sí hay pecado.
What do you say?
¿Qué es lo que significa el Hades o el infierno?
It's a place of punishment.
Es un lugar de castigo.
It's a place where you go for disobedience to God.
Es un lugar donde vas por la desobediencia a Dios.
In this life, we're used to doing so much things like we want to.
En esta vida hacemos lo que queramos.
I told wife for too long, I want to go back home and visit my family.
Le dije a mi esposa, yo quisiera ir a ver a mi familia.
And Lord's willing, that'll be my choice.
Y si Dios quiere, pues esa es mi decisión, ir a visitarlos.
But when you go to hell, there ain't no choices.
Pero cuando vas a ir al infierno,
I don't know where you're at on it.
Hay decisiones.
You got that? That sounds good, whatever it was. I appreciate this, brother. He got a job, and he does a good job.
Not really.
We have freedom in this life.
Tenemos mucha libertad en esta vida.
You'll reach why all of our men and women that went overseas to fight the battles.
¿Sabes por qué nuestros hombres militares van a otros países a pelear la guerra?
You know the reason why they turn to alcohol and drugs.
¿Sabes por qué unos se van al alcohol y a las drogas?
A lot of 18, 19, 20, 21 year olds.
De diferentes edades.
Seeing bodies blown to pieces.
Ahí en la guerra hay cuerpos que son destrozados por
having
las bombas.
To stand up and kill people.
Tienen que matar gente.
While we're over having a good time.
Mientras nosotros aquí estamos gozando en ese país.
Don't have to worry too much about people breaking in too much.
No nos preocupamos de otra gente que venga aquí a matar o a robar.
And they come back ruined and wrecked.
Y cuando ellos, los soldados, regresan al país, vienen todos destrozados.
But it's nothing compared to hell.
Pero eso no se puede comparar con el lugar llamado infierno.
Bible said that this certain man,
la Biblia dice que este cierto hombre,
he lifted his eyes in hell.
Levantó sus ojos.
I'm going to tell you something. There's ever a time that we as Christian people,
miren, les voy a decir, hermanos.
If there are times we need the fear of God, it's now.
Que si vamos a temer a Dios, tenemos que temerlo hoy mismo.
All across different places I know, people I know, people talking to me.
Hay varias gente que me habla.
For these last days, Christians, different ones of them, are getting careless.
Que me cuenta que unos cristianos que ya no les importa, pues.
When you got in and God convicted you, told you these things were sin.
Pero cuando tú te entregaste y Dios te dio convicción de unas cosas que las dejaras.
There's still sin today.
Y que te dijo que era pecado. Miren, hoy todavía aún es pecado.
Jesus preached the message.
Jesús predicó el tema.
Repent or perish.
Arrepentíos o van a ser perdidos.
You know what the message is today?
¿Sabes cuál ¿Cuál es el mensaje hoy?
It's repent or perish.
Arrepiéntete o vas a perecer.
I mean, we, you know, just like in the book of Judges, every man done what was right in his own eyes.
Ya, nomás como en el libro de jueces, muchos hacían sus obras, pero a su manera.
You got to do what's right in your eyes.
Pero tú tienes que hacer lo que es justo.
When your eyes on the word of God, that is.
Tienes que poner tus ojos en la palabra de Dios.
I wrote this thing. I read about Abraham Lincoln.
Escribí esto y acerca de Abraham Lincoln.
When he was running for president.
Cuando estaba queriendo ser presidente.
He had two men challenged him. There were three in the running.
Había otros dos hombres que también querían llegar a esa meta de presidencial.
One was the name of a man by the name of Breckinridge.
Uno se llamaba Breckinridge.
And they asked Lincoln, said, do you think you'll win? What about these other men? He said, well, Breckinridge is from the south.
Y le preguntaron a Lincoln, ¿tú crees que ese gane? Bueno, el otro es el sur.
And he said, the north don't like it.
Y a los del norte no le gusta.
There was a Mr. Douglas.
Y había uno que se llamaba Douglas.
He said, he's from the north.
Él es del norte.
And the south don't like him.
Y los del sur no le caen bien a él.
Lincoln said, I am reading a newspaper.
Dice, Lincoln dice, yo he leído en el periódico.
About a man by the name of Abraham Lincoln.
O sea que había un, o sea, el otro había leído del presidente Lincoln.
He said, when I read him, I'm afraid of him.
Y ese decía, cuando leo sobre ese hombre, temo.
Because he said, if I do not make president.
Porque si no voy a llegar a la presidencia o a ser presidente.
He said, it's going to be because I'm Abraham Lincoln.
Porque si, o sea, porque yo voy a tratar pues.
And if you don't escape the damnations of hell.
Y si tú no escapas la condenación del infierno.
Then it'll be you and nobody else's place.
Entonces, será tu culpa y de nadie más.
The other night, when the Lord blessed the service.
La otra noche, cuando el Señor bendijo el servicio.
I had fought every little bit preaching. I don't know how long it's been since, for sure, since I have fought what I was trying to preach.
A veces cuando trato de predicar, me cuesta mucho trabajo.
And while I'm trying to preach to you right now on hell.
Pero lo que estoy predicando hoy acerca del infierno.
The enemy is trying to make me feel such a unconcernedness in this congregation.
El diablo me hace que como que a la congregación no le importa este mensaje.
And I refuse to believe him.
Pero es una mentira del diablo.
I don't go necessarily by feeling.
Yo no voy por sentimientos.
I go by what's written in this word.
Yo lo hago por la palabra de Dios, lo que está escrito en la Biblia.
Like my father said, he likes amen, but he says, I'm not preaching for amen.
Como mi suegro decía, que cuando predico que dicen amén, pero yo no voy, no me atengo a que digan amén o no, yo voy a predicarles.
There's a man recorded in this Bible that actually went to the flames.
Hay un hombre que está grabado que sí fue al tormento, donde están las llamas.
To the south of Jerusalem.
Al sur de Jerusalén.
There is a place called the Valley of Hinnom.
Hay un valle llamado Hinnom.
Yeah, H-I-N-N-O-M, Hinnom.
Hinnom, algo así, un valle llamado así.
It used to be a place where they worshipped. They called it the God of Moloch.
Ahí en ese lugar, varias gente alababa a un dios llamado Moloch.
It was a huge form of a god they was worshipping.
Había bastantes ahí alabando a ese dios.
It was made of brass.
Ese dios fue hecho de bronce, me parece.
The head looked like a oxen type of a cow with horns sticking up out of his head.
Su cabeza fue como hecha así como de vaca con cuernos.
And then it went down to like a big round stomach with no legs, just sitting on a platform.
Y tenía estómago, pero como que no tenía piernas.
And right there at the bottom of it was a huge furnace that they built a fire in this.
Y abajo ahí había una como un horno.
And then this creature had arms that came out with hands that was out like this.
Y esa criatura o esa estatua tenía como manos.
And where the stomach part of it was.
Y donde estaba la parte de, o ahí junto al estómago.
Underneath the stomach part there was a place like this. And that's where the fire was built.
Y así ahí donde estaba el estómago era como un horno que estaba ardiendo.
The stomach part, they would open up and it would be like a tray.
Y abrían esa parte del estómago y era como el horno.
And when you shut it, it rolled whatever was in it in that there fire.
Y cuando lo ponías, lo que ponía ahí, cuando lo echabas, luego rodaba y se cerraba.
In Jeremiah chapter number 7.
Jeremiah 7,
verse number 31.
31.
Jeremiah 7 and 31. And they have built the high places of Tobit.
Y han edificado los lugares altos de Tophet.
Which is in the valley of the sons of Hinnom.
Que está en el valle del hijo de Hinnom.
To burn their sons and their daughters in the fire.
Para quemar al fuego a sus hijos y a sus hijas.
Which I commanded them not.
Cosa que yo no les mandé.
Neither came into my heart.
Ni subió en mi corazón.
They would open up after they got that fire burning hot underneath that statue.
Ahí había fuego en esa estatua.
They would open that compartment and open it up.
Abrían esa cosa.
Lay them poor children of theirs on that there piece on that that they opened up.
Y ponían los bebés ahí.
And then when it went closed, it threw him into the fire.
Y rodaban y caían al fuego.
I mean, that's a terrible thing to do to your children.
Es una cosa muy terrible, hermanos, hacerle eso a los bebés.
But just in a matter of minutes, it was over with. It was dead.
Y rápidamente la muerte llegaba.
But the part about hell, it stays.
Pero la cosa de hablando del infierno es ahí no va a morir la persona.
We need to be careful when we disobey God.
Tenemos que tener mucho cuidado en obedecer a Dios.
If we're not saved and God's been trolling us, we need to come to the altar and make it right with Him.
Si no somos salvos, no estamos bien con Cristo, necesitamos de venir al altar y arreglar cuentas con Él.
Because if not, we can lift our eyes up in hell.
Si no, también, si no tenemos cuidado, vamos a levantar los ojos en el Hades o en el infierno.
I've called hell a bottomless pit.
Ahí, en la profundidad del infierno.
I've called hell the size of the pit.
Así le llama la Biblia, la profundidad, pues, del infierno.
It's not only a place of fire continually burning.
No, es un lugar donde el fuego está ardiendo todo el tiempo.
It's a place of darkness.
Es un lugar de oscuridad.
You know how I picture hell?
¿Sabes cómo me imagino el infierno?
I picture hell as a place that the Bible speaks in chapter 20 about the bottomless pit.
Así como está hablando Apocalipsis en el libro, en el capítulo 20.
I know it, not only the screams and cries of the burnings going on.
Donde va a haber llantos y muchos gritos.
And if there's no bottom, then that's telling me the Bible speaks about the size of the pit.
Y es un lugar muy profundo.
It must be a terrible thing continually trying to hold on and screaming and agonizing and pain and suffering. And to keep from falling, and yet you're burning all the time in that flame.
Yo pienso que es un lugar muy feo ahí.
I'm looking at people here today.
Hoy los estoy mirando a ustedes.
That you probably got some folks you know that's in there right now.
Que tú tienes parientes o familia en el infierno hoy mismo.
I wonder how many prayers is going up for you different people today.
Me pregunto yo cuántas oraciones hay.
Or maybe somebody in hell.
O quizá en el infierno.
Begging God, Lord, don't let them come to this place.
Quizá ellos mismos están rogándole a Dios, por favor, no los dejes que lleguen a este lugar.
Oh, it's so easy to go through life so easy, isn't it?
Y es muy fácil de seguir una vida sin Cristo.
And all it takes is one phone call off one of our families that's just went into hell.
A veces se lleva una cualquier cosita para ir al infierno.
Brother Gary done a good job Wednesday night. But you'll not see revival until people come together and fasting and praying.
A veces no está uno serio en ayunar y orar.
It's easy to fast and pray for some of your family.
Es fácil para orar y ayunar por un familiar nuestro.
But when it's somebody else's,
pero cuando es
familia
de otro, ¿quedarán ayunar por él o por ella?
I've been praying sincerely this week.
Yo he orado esta semana seriamente.
When I sat in this service this morning,
cuando estuve aquí esta mañana, estuve pensando,
and I didn't see your mom and dad come through the door after different ones fasting and praying.
No vi a sus papás venir aquí después de ayunar.
You talk about someone feeling like a failure and discouraged.
Y me sentí muy desanimado porque no los vi a ellos, los que están perdidos.
Pues. That's exactly how I felt this morning.
Y así me sentí hoy esta mañana.
Because I know it's not that hard to get somebody saved.
No es tan difícil de que alguien de ayudar a alguien a que se salve.
If it was, I'd never got saved.
Si yo no me hubiera entregado.
You know, I was noticing Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22-24. I'm not going to read it, but you can read it sometimes. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22-24. Talk when God makes the new heavens and the new earth. And he said, and then he said there's going to be a time after he establishes all that. He said that there's going to be people out there that's died lost, where the worm died not and the fire's not quenched.
La Biblia dice que el gusano no va a morir allí en el infierno.
And you'll find out what God's reasons is, I have no idea.
¿Cuál es la razón de Dios? No sé, no tengo idea ninguna.
But God said in his word in Isaiah.
Pero Dios dice en su palabra en el libro de Isaías.
His people.
Su gente.
Those that made it in.
Los que llegaron al cielo.
From time to time.
Por tiempos.
Is going to look out.
Va a mirarlos.
Watch those that's burning in the lake of fire.
Los va a mirar quemándose en el infierno.
I don't know why.
No sé por qué.
You'll find it in Isaiah chapter 66.
Pero está escrito en el Isaías 66, 22-24.
Bible speaks in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 15-16.
Proverbios está hablando también.
There's four things that said it's not enough.
Que hay cuatro cosas que no es suficiente.
And the fourth one is this.
La cuarta es.
The fire said it is not enough.
El fuego dice, no es suficiente.
You don't like to watch the fire, don't you?
¿Cuántos les gusta mirar el fuego? La lumbre.
But you know, if you don't control that fire is your enemy.
Pero si no controlas esa llamarada, a veces te puede quemar.
You can't tame it.
No puedes
amansarla,
pero no la puedes controlar esa lumbre.
For the first opportunity that fire has.
Porque la primera oportunidad que tiene esa lumbre.
If it can.
Si se puede.
You'll take everything you got, your home and your life.
Te puede quemar la casa completa y hasta tus vidas.
It's a fine product to have. But you can't, all you can do is control. You can't tame.
Es una cosa que quema, pero a veces no la puedes controlar cuando suceden cosas, pues.
Right now, during our service,
hoy en nuestro servicio,
there's a lot of men and women. I don't know how many boys and girls, I have no idea.
Hay mucha gente hoy.
screaming in that flame.
Que está gritando en el infierno de las llamaradas.
God Almighty has given a body that never burns.
Les ha dado un cuerpo que jamás se van a quemar.
Or is burning and dying.
O sea, que se quemen y mueren.
It's dying all the time, but it can't die because God fixed it.
Se está muriendo la persona, pero no muere.
Where are you at today?
Ahora, chéquense bien ustedes, hermanos.
If God calls every one of us into question today,
si Dios nos llama hoy, nos hace una pregunta.
And God asks each and every one of us,
si a Dios nos pregunta a cada uno de nosotros,
what have you done for the kingdom of heaven?
¿Qué es lo que has hecho para el reino de los cielos?
What have you did with the talent that I gave you?
¿Qué has hecho con el talento que Dios te ha dado?
What would we say?
¿Qué podríamos contestarle a él?
You know, a lot of times, if we're not careful, we compare ourselves one among another.
A veces, si no tenemos cuidado, nos comparamos con nosotros con otros.
A lot of churches, women compare themselves to the pastor's wife.
Muchas veces, algunas mujeres se comparan a la esposa del pastor.
We compare ourselves with the Word of God, not among ourselves.
Pero hay que compararnos con la palabra de Dios, lo que está escrito.
Just remember this in my closing remarks.
Recuerden esto, lo que les voy a decir, en ya voy a terminar.
God is just and God is fair.
Dios es justo.
But James did say.
Pero en el libro este, Santiago dijo.
You keep the whole law.
Que si guardas toda la ley.
Sin in one point.
Si ofendes un punto, un mandamiento.
You're guilty of all.
Eres culpable de todos.
One thing,
una cosa
keep you out.
Te puede sacar del camino de Dios.
You said, preacher, I don't understand. How can a person get to that place?
Pero, hermano, ¿cómo está eso?
A lot of times when people have a lot of problems with the flesh,
a veces cuando la gente tiene problemas con la carne,
their prayer life is very weak.
Está muy débil en Cristo.
You come into my home.
Vienes a mi casa.
Usually you hear my wife traveling in the Holy Ghost.
Vas ahí, mi esposa sí ora. Cuando vas a visitarme ahí, mi esposa va a estar orando.
Different times I'll be while she's getting in, I'll be over speaking in tongues.
A veces está hablando en lenguas.
That's the way God wants you to pray at the house.
Y eso es lo que quiere, que mantengas la oración en el hogar.
We need to be concerned.
Estamos de como dicen uno, ponerlos las pilas.
Anybody concerned today?
¿Cuántos están preocupados?
Anybody concerned today?
Algunos están preocupados.
Brother Claxton Kitchell, can you hear me?
¿Me puede usted oír, hermano?
Well, his brother,
su hermano,
had a problem with that car that day, remember?
Tenía un problema con.
And he ended up, what did he do? Hit a tree.
Y chocó con un árbol.
Had his granddaughter with him.
Tenía sobrina. Su
what
nieta,
happened to that
nieta.
Car that day?
¿Qué es lo que le pasó a la niña?
So what happened? Caught on fire. Who was in that car?
My brother and his granddaughter.
What happened to the granddaughter? Y'all hearing that now?
La niña se quemó al chocar.
Y'all hear that now?
¿Cuántos oyeron eso?
What was she? How old was she for the class?
¿Cuántos años tenía?
Sir? 11 years old. Tenía trapped in a car.
11 años atrapado en el carro.
Car caught fire.
El carro se encendió.
And that little girl stood there burning.
Y la niña se quemó.
And this poor grandfather couldn't do nothing.
Y este pobre abuelo no pudo hacer nada por ella.
Now he's got to go through life with that memory.
Y ahora eso se le ha grabado en su mente.
Of that little child being burned to death.
De ese hecho.
Would you say that's a terrible thing?
¿Cuántos dicen que eso es una cosa muy fea?
But if that little girl.
Pero si esa niña.
Would have grown up to be lost.
Creciera y fuera perdida,
and to die lost and went to hell,
si muriera perdida y fuera al infierno,
she'd been a whole lot better if she did not, I don't know, If she did not reach that age of accountability, look like me, 11's awful young. God don't.
Yo pienso que la edad de 11 años es donde todavía no sabe mucho de la vida, pues.
She'd be a lot better burning up in that car and wait and get over.
Para mí sería mejor que se quemara ahí para que fuera al cielo, porque como no sabe nada de la vida todavía.
And Brother Clax has requested prayers every time for his brother.
Y el hermano nos pide que oramos por su hermano.
Let's not fail, Brother Claxton.
Vamos a seguir orando por el hermano.
Let's not fail, people. Brother Doug, you know how he loves them children. Those of you that's about my age, you know how it was when they was in church at little age.
Vamos a orar por los hijos de los hermanos que vienen aquí, que antes eran cristianos.
I'd like to ask you to do something for me today.
Quiero que hagan algo para mí.
If the prayer life is not very strong in your life,
si la oración en tu vida, si no está muy fuerte en tu vida,
I didn't say it was, I said if it's not.
Dije, si es que no está muy fuerte la oración en tu vida, si no oras mucho.
If the desire for fasting is not very strong,
si la decisión por el ayunar no es muy fuerte en tu vida,
I'd like for you to meet me at this altar.
Quisiera que vinieras aquí al altar conmigo.
And ask God to help this church.
Y le pidieras a Dios que ayude esta iglesia.
God would give such a burden.
Que Dios nos dé una carga.
That food would not motivate you.
La comida no te mueve.
But yes, I like lemonade, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Thunder.
Limonada, té o Dr. Pepper.
What do you like?
I like Sprite.
Sprite. And if you like that, we'll say.
Gusta eso,
I wish we could place where we, but that's not what matters.
Eso no importa mucho.
God forgive me for being slothful.
Ah, que Dios me perdone por ser tan perezoso a veces.
I remember years ago.
Me acuerdo antes, hace muchos años atrás.
When somebody came to my house or we visited.
Cuando venían a mi casa o los visitaba.
We never left till we prayed together.
Siempre orábamos, hermano.
Anybody like to have a burden? I'm talking about a real burden.
¿Cuántos quieren tener una carga, una
really
preocupación? ¿Cuántos quieren avivamiento?
Is people tired of what you're looking at over there?
No están cansados ustedes de ver que
who is it that can make the change?
¿Quién es el que hace el cambio?
Who can make the change?
¿Quién puede hacer el cambio?
Huh? What's that song, Brother Jock, that Jason Crabb sings?
¿Cómo se llama la canción que canta?
He said, it's got to be somebody's got to do it.
Dice,
and
alguien.
He said, that somebody is me.
Dice la canción, alguien tiene que hacer algo por Cristo. ¿Y quién es esa persona? Yo.
How about you? You like to have a burden?
¿Ustedes les gustaría tener una preocupación?
Do you like to have a burden
en
esta
vida cristiana? ¿Y ustedes?
Does it bother you, Brother Larry, and his
no
fine wife feel so good to come to church? Son in that condition he's in, does it bother you what they're feeling back here right now? They love to see him on that pew with them with their little grandchildren. Is it bothering anybody?
No les molesta que no viene gente aquí.
Does it bother you the way Kimberly and this young man comes to church hoping and believing and praying? And does it bother you any?
No les molesta eso que no viene gente que se entregue a Cristo.
Does it bother us enough that when we get down to pray, we'd have to have something because the dried eyes would be a thing of the past.
Tenemos que orar, hermanos.
When I look at myself and my praying,
y a veces me miro en mi vida cuando oro.
In certain ways, I'm ashamed of myself.
A veces me da vergüenza pues que no hago nada de lo que hago. ¿Cuántos quieren venir al altar?
Could that somebody be me? Could you say to yourself, I will make a difference in this church, that somebody is me?
¿Quieres decir, yo soy el que quiero hacer la diferencia en esta iglesia?
God help us today.
Que Dios nos ayude hoy.